Thanks for tuning in to our weekly conversation. Scott Kegley here with fullback Bruce Miller. And Bruce, you just signed a contract extension through 2017. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
And why was it so important for you to get this done?
Well, you know, it was exciting for me just because of the success that we've had, and we have a great thing going. So to be someone that they wanted back and to be a part of what we have going forward was exciting for me. And then, of course, all the other things that come along with security and just getting 3 more years to be a Niner was exciting.
Did you ever think that this would be taking place when you were drafted and made the conversion from defensive end to fullback, that not a lot of guys get to do this and be on their second NFL contract?
To start, for me, it was small steps. Get through the first week, get through the second week, and then finally made it through year one, and here we are going into year four. So definitely blessed to have the opportunity to make it to this point and hopefully get to another one.
Now, I know you're a social media innovator. Uh-oh. You took the first ever 49ers contract selfie when you signed your deal. I saw Kasim also just, he took a contract selfie. Who did it better, and what do you think of that pick?
Well, you know, as we discussed, he has the arm reach on me, so I think by technicalities he wins. I obviously took the better looking photo, but I think he might win because he has a better reach than I do. He got the full, you know, perspective, the table, the pin. I was struggling getting it out there.
All right, serious question for you, okay. Bruce. It seems like your role has grown a little bit each year in terms of being more and more involved in the offense. How has that transition gone for you in terms of picking up more as you go on?
It's been great. It's been, you know, exciting for me to be able to evolve into this role that we call the fullback and have a little more each year put on my plate. But it's an exciting offense to play in and to get to play with Cap and Frank in the backfield, and the things that we get to do with our option game and then get to catch a few passes is a lot of fun for me.
All right, and last year in London, you ran the big sleeper.
Big sleeper, big sleeper, big sleeper, big sleeper. Get on the ball, get on the ball, get on the ball.
Second down and 7, 49ers, quick throw on the far side. Miller's uncovered, running down the far side of the 50. Miller in a foot race to the 40, and he's pushed out of bounds. Bruce Miller.
Have you talked to Greg Roman about expanding on the big sleeper package and get you out wide a little more often?
I hope so. I know that you know, there's some work that goes into lulling the defense to sleep. So maybe at some point in this season we can throw the big sleeper back out there.
Talk about the backfield as it's shaping up now. You guys got Lattimore coming back from injury, Michael and Kendall in addition to Frank. How do you see that group shaping up, and how do each of you complement each other?
You know what, I think that's the most important part is we all bring something to the table. I think definitely one of the most talented groups of running backs that we have here is going to be tough to deal with you know, Frank, Kendall, and Michael, Marcus Lattimore. Those guys, they all bring something different to the table, and I think, you know, we can find a way to get everybody involved. It's going to be a tough backfield to stop.
Yeah, and 49ers fans really haven't had an opportunity to see Marcus Lattimore, but you've been working with him, and he practiced with the team for a little while. What do you think of him and what he can bring?
I'm excited for him just because I think that he brings his own style of running to our backfield, and definitely looking forward to seeing him on the field. I got to watch him a lot in college, and he was exciting. So seeing his work ethic out here, I don't expect anything less for him to just step in and be a productive player.
Yeah, and you're getting healthy too, which is a great thing coming back off the shoulder injury. You've been working out here this entire offseason. How excited are you just to get the offseason program and start building towards next year?
You know, it was so hard for me to sit during the postseason and watch as excited I was for our guys to continue going through the playoffs, and I just wanted to be out there so bad. So it was definitely motivation for me into the offseason to make sure that my body is in shape and can withstand the season, and I don't have to deal with that anymore. So definitely looking forward to this offseason, the preseason, moving into 2014.